The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
Really? You're actually sneaking in.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages. I am Roger B. This is Locked and Loaded, and you're on America's Web Radio. Now, normally I get right into the gun stories, but oh my God, this political week was unbelievable. Who would have thought Dementia Joe would have dropped out of a race he probably didn't even know he was in? You know, but after after his debate appearance, you knew it was just a matter of time. When CNN and CNBC all turned on him right then after the debate, you knew it was over with. Something had to happen, and everyone was wondering who was going to take his place. And Kamala seems to be stepping forward going, it's me, it's me. Nobody else needs to look at this, it's me. But now I have a question. This, Vic, maybe you know, Vic's going to hang out for a few minutes because this is all political stuff. Now, from what I understand, Joe Biden's announcement to quit the race was done like on X.
Yeah.
On formerly Twitter.
I'll tell you what happened.
And it wasn't on any kind of formal letterhead or anything?
Well, it was on Joe Biden's personal letterhead.
Oh.
It was on his own personal letterhead. So, yeah, there's really no conspiracy here.
Well, come on. Do you think he's actually still coherent
and
capable?
His own?
No. I mean, what do you think chances are he had suffered some stroke or something? He's totally incapacitated.
Oh, no, I don't think so. No. I mean, we heard him on a phone call yesterday.
Oh, he did. Okay.
Yeah. And he sounded fine.
Was it a pre-recorded phone call?
No.
It sounded like it was.
And some people are saying AI, and I don't think. You know, I don't like to go down
those rabbit holes. Has he made an appearance since?
No, he hasn't been seen in 6 days. He hasn't been seen in 6 days.
Now, how often is the president not seen by anybody in six days?
Which is really causing a lot of conspiracy theories to happen. But I will tell you what my gut's telling me and what we're kind of hearing from some of the people behind the scenes. Joe Biden was forced to, listen, Joe Biden apparently could beat the hell out of Corn Pop.
Apparently.
But he couldn't stand up to Pelosi. Because what I've heard from people who are supposedly in the know is that Pelosi and her crew went up to him. And Roger, you know how sometimes we go to a restaurant and it's full and I look to you and I say, man, we're not going to get a table. And you walk up to one of the tables and you say, hey, you're done. And they go, oh no, but we ordered dessert. And then you say, no, you're done.
Wasn't a question.
You're done. This is not a question. You're done.
It's a statement. You're done.
That is what they did to Joe Biden on Sunday.
I see your boxes on the table. Pick them up.
Move to the door. That's what they did to Joe Biden on Sunday. Pelosi went in and Pelosi runs the show.
Said, Biden, you're done. He goes, no, I'm good. Yeah. No, not a question.
You're done. I've even heard, and these are from people that are, through
anonymity?
Yes, that. Are saying that she threatened him. That she said,
ooh.
And this was a quote. Now, I haven't verified it, but this is what they're saying was a quote. They said she actually said to him, this is going to go the easy way or the hard way. Which way
nice.
Do you want it to go?
Oh,
that's,
man.
And she's not even
from Chicago.
Nope. But that's the mobster style elite establishment. That's the kind of power that the Democrats
have. Now,
I think that what really happened, and Roger, you and I already talked about this, I think that what happened was Biden waited so long to get out because he wanted to be sure, he wanted to see whether his sniper was going to be successful or not.
I hate it.
If his sniper was successful, he wouldn't have dropped
out. He wouldn't have dropped out.
He would have stayed in.
Damn.
Who knows who they would have put in his place. Ooh.
That's just sad. Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Because if that had happened, he wouldn't have made his VP appointment yet either. How would that have gone?
Trump would not have had they would have had a broker convention, and they would have chosen.
And it probably would have been. Now, the people who were in the primaries probably would have been the number one candidate.
Well, normally, what I'll tell you what they would have done, unlike what the Democrats are doing, is you would have had, more than likely, you would have had the convention, and then you would have had Nikki Haley, Ron DeSantis, anybody else.
Making a plea for their case to be the candidate.
Vivek would have probably all been given a certain time to give a speech, do their why it should be me, and then they would have started voting. And the delegates that were already chosen by the voters and sent there, the delegates would vote. And
So
that's as close to democracy as you would be able to get.
Yes, that's right. Wow. And I wonder if they would take into account the results of the primaries. leading up to that convention?
I mean, you would think, I guess. I mean, technically, Ron DeSantis was second, but then again, you could say Nikki was second because she was the last one out. So I don't know how you could do that.
It would be interesting to see. I personally would have wanted DeSantis over
him. Oh, I would have gone for DeSantis in a second. Heartbeat.
In fact, if Trump wasn't running, even the fact he was running, I still really like DeSantis and wish he
This is something that a lot of people don't remember. When the primary season started, Ron DeSantis was winning. He was beating Donald Trump. Ron DeSantis was ahead. He was starting to create distance between him and everybody. And then they indicted Trump. And that changed everything.
And that boosted Trump into the limelight, yeah.
And even Ron DeSantis will tell you, he's like, look, once they indicted Trump, we could see everybody was done.
Right. It's crazy because here they go trying to slow him down and all they do is give him a rocket boost up.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you remember, but what I said back then was I think the Democrats wanted Trump. Back then they wanted him. So they did the indictments because they wanted him to be the nominee. But boy, did they miscalculate. Let's face it.
Did they think Biden was going to make it through this election cycle?
Oh, yeah.
I think they thought he was.
I think they absolutely thought that he would be able to, because that man hasn't been running this country. But he's a puppet, and that's what they wanted.
How many days will we go without seeing Biden before there's enough suspicion to go,
now that's true, Roger. If he doesn't make an appearance in the next couple of days, then yes, we got to really start wondering. I think what's happening right now is this man is so mad because he is angry. And when you couple dementia patients have anger fits.
Yes, because they can't remember things.
And he still has moments of clarity, especially when they drug him up. So he knows, and this is reporting that's coming out from anonymous tipsters, is they're saying that Joe Biden's very, very, very angry, that he really truly had convinced himself that he could win.
Oh.
And he didn't want to move, but when Pelosi threatened him, and listen, we don't know what she threatened him with, but I'm thinking they were probably going to unleash the 25th Amendment on him. They were probably going, or at least try.
I wonder if they would have had information that they could have indicted him for something.
I think they were going to release the Heard tapes. So that people could hear his terrible answers about the documents. I think she was going to unload on him. She told him she was going to unload on him.
She goes, quit or I will take you out.
Yeah. So it's either quit and be the hero or don't quit and you're going to go down in flames. And I mean, that is how vile Pelosi is.
Well, no, she's all
party. A guy that she called friend. Oh, exactly. She's all power.
She's all power and party. That's all she's concerned
about.
Power and
money. Power and money. And that's Pelosi. And, so I think what's happening right now is they're afraid to let Biden out because if his anger takes over, they don't know what he's going to say. And if he comes out and he may let it out of the bag. He could bash Pelosi. He could bash the Democrat. He could say that they made him do it. If he were to say something like that in a dementia fit, how would they? I mean, that would look terrible.
That would be awesome.
And he can't, they can't stand Kamala. The only reason they're getting behind Kamala is A, she's the only one that can take the money, and B, they're afraid of the down ticket. They know she's probably gonna lose.
But now let's just say she gets the nomination, she becomes candidate. Who do you think she's gonna pick to be her VP candidate?
I'll tell you who they want her to pick, and would be a smart decision. But I don't think she can do it because of her progressive left. Now remember, Kamala's more progressive than any Democrat.
Yeah.
Way more progressive than Biden. Even though Biden did everything they told him to because he was a puppet.
Yeah, he was being directed, but anyway.
You had Biden who was the puppet, now you've got Kamala who actually believes this crap. And she doesn't need to be a puppet. She's a progressive whack job and she's anti-Jew. So.
Nice!
But what I think she is, she's teaming with Hamas. I mean, listen to her. She sides with Hamas. She sides with Palestine, so-called. But here's the thing. The smart move would be to pick the governor of Pennsylvania. He's a Jew.
Who?
Shapiro.
Oh, really?
Shapiro.
Oh, I was thinking Gavin Newsom would be a
Jew. He's a bad Jew, but he's a Jew.
Okay, then.
And she needs to bring back some Jewish vote that they lost. But if she picks him...
She needs a minority of some sort, because minorities tend to vote Democrat.
But if she picks Shapiro, then she's going to alienate and piss off the Hamas wing of the Democrat Party. They are not going to stand for her to pick a Jew.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, not right now.
Boy, yeah, that'd be
they won't stand for it.
Divided.
They hate Israel. They hate Israel. They hate the Jewish people. Look, they've been cheering for
Now, I wonder if that would just keep them home or would they vote for Trump?
I think they'd probably stay home. I think a lot of people are going to stay home. But this is as good as a vote for Trump. I think some Jews are going to vote for Trump that wouldn't vote for him before.
His pro-Israel stance has been proven time and time again.
Well, because the Republicans have always stood with Israel, and the Democrats never do, but they lie to their voters.
Well,
their
there was a time back in the 70s where things were
way
different.
Way back in the 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
That was different. Yes, even my father used to tell me about that.
So did my mother.
And I'm sure your mom and dad did too.
Being from New York, they had all the answers.
When my dad came here, you know, we have the Jewish heritage too. And when my dad naturally gravitated to the Jewish community. And when he came here from Mexico, he was in Chicago, and he was hanging with a lot of the Jew mobsters. The Jewish mafia. Yeah, and he wonders why we formed the Jewish mafia.
That's right.
So he was in, and he told me the stories. He goes, you know, back then, the Democrats were for the Jewish people. Like, they supposedly were for the black people.
They would stand up for the Jewish people.
But that's not the case anymore. It's not the case. I mean, the anti-Semitic party is the Democrats. Just look at what happened on college campuses. Look at what Joe is trying to tie the hands of Israel and leave Hamas alone. I mean, Joe Biden single-handedly made Iran rich again, which made Hamas rich again.
Right, because Iran is obviously a terrorist state.
Which gave Hamas the ability to attack and kill innocent Jews.
Right, they claim, we don't have any water, we don't have any services, we don't have any food.
Yeah.
But yet you've got thousands of rockets with no problem.
Thousands and thousands of rockets.
If you had spent that money on food and water systems.
They've got AK-47s out the wazoo.
But the thing is, the people there don't take things, you know, they will never revolt against the government there.
Well, no, because they don't have the guns.
Right, but they could get the guns.
If they wanted to, they could, because they're everywhere over there.
Right, I mean, they're not hard to find. From what I understand, the market.
And if they really wanted to stand up, even we have the agencies that would help them behind the scenes.
Would have people helping them. But the thing is, the fact of the matter is, they don't want to. They want someone else to come and do it for them.
They voted that crap in because Hamas said, we'll feed you.
Yeah.
But they don't.
They feed the missiles
The people get fed last. The Hamas people are fat, and their rockets and ammo stashes are fat.
Their munitions are fully stocked.
But the people are poor, and the people are hungry. But they don't care. Because if you keep them that way, they're going to be dependent on you.
Because you can always make them promises.
They're going to be dependent.
Well,
they go out every now and then, and they every week, okay, here's your ration, here's your ration, here's your ration. Well, if you keep doing that, who are they going to vote for? They're not going to go vote for the other guy because they're not going to get their ration.
Right. They're going to vote for the person that gives them just enough to survive.
Just enough to survive.
Which is, you know, and that's funny because people say, oh, Americans are violent. Americans like guns, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know what? When things happen in America, you don't hear of refugees from America going other places.
Right.
We dust off our guns and we go to work. You know?
That's right.
We stop this or we get out to the polls and we vote the people in who are going to stand up for us. Yeah.
But
regardless of what they promise or what they don't promise.
As bad as the Democrats are trying to be and as much of an authoritarian regime the Democrats want to be, they're always stopped in their tracks that a certain, they can only make it so far because we can dust off our guns and go, not today.
Yes.
Not today. And we say, I say that with a little bit of jest because in this country, we still have the ballot box.
Right.
And we don't, you know, we just go throw
the people here
out.
Vote how they want. They're never, and there's no intimidation. Well, not
right.
since the Obama
not
days.
Since, when he used there to really to, was intimidation.
When they had Black Panthers outside
the
voting
Panthers
polls, scaring people.
Can you imagine if anybody white had done that?
Told the black people they couldn't vote for who they wanted to. Oh my God.
All hell would have broke loose.
You switch colors on that and all of a sudden it turns into a horrid thing. But yet the fact that they did it that way was okay.
I remember, I went on a motorcycle ride for some charity and we came through the town of Stone Mountain and they had all the Black Panthers with their AR-15s.
And they were protesting.
They were protesting, but they were lined up everywhere saying, we'll protect the blah, 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 blah. But they were, you know, anti-America guys running around with guns. But because of our Second Amendment, I didn't have a problem with it. I thought they were a bunch of bozos. But
there's a philosopher who once said, I may vehemently disagree with what you say. Well, I will fight to the death for your right to say it.
And I may think you're a bozo with a gun, but I'll fight for your right to have that gun.
Right, and to speak your mind.
Absolutely.
You can't have free speech and have it one-sided.
Exactly.
You know, it's unfortunate that the Nazis get the same free speech as the Sierra Club, but they do.
They do.
You know?
And we're a better country for it.
Yep. And it seems like we should shut that kind of stuff down because of what they stand for or what they did right. in the past. But unfortunately, if you have free speech, you know, it has to extend across all people.
Yep. But you know, with free speech, it's great because I want to know what these people think. You know, I used to say, hey. I used to joke a lot, Roger, and say that every group of friends should have a racist member. They should have somebody
just to know what they're thinking.
And I used to joke that we have one.
We do.
We sure do. And he knows who he is.
Oh my.
But you know what? He welcomes all of us and we have to his house all the time.
Yeah. Now granted, hiking up there is kind of a, you have to watch out for the rebel flags and on Confederate Independence Day.
True. And they always think I'm coming to, when I'm in his neighborhood, they think I'm going to blow dry. I mean,
they say,
where's your
equipment? What equipment?
And, I think I got stopped in his neighborhood one time because I was in the Viper and there said, how are you going to pull your lawnmower and your leaf blower with that?
That car? Where's the trailer hitch?
Where's the trailer hitch on this thing?
Oh no. But you know, we talk about freedom of speech. Now, I know there's no right to vote in the Constitution. It's not in there.
It's
not there.
Yeah.
But if there is an election, they can't discriminate against who votes.
Right, right.
But how are all the Democrats in the party going to feel that they had no say?
No say whatsoever.
In being able to select who the next candidate.
It's worse than that,
there
Roger.
There were, what, three or four people who were willing to primary Joe Biden. They would not allow it to happen.
Not only wouldn't allow it, they're not even allowing them on the ballot. It's the Democrat Party that won't let RFK on ballots. The freaking family of JFK, who's a Democrat hero, they won't let him, but look, I told you, JFK could never be a Democrat anyway, today's Democrat Party, but they won't let him, they're trying to keep him off a ballot. They're even, and you won't hear this reported, there's a black man running as a Democrat, Cornel West, and they are actively, the Democrat Party is holding the black man off of ballots.
Wow.
They are not allowing the black man ballot access, and not one media outlet is reporting it.
Of course not, because that's not what they want. The Democrat Party has complete and total control over all the politics that go on within their walls.
It's sad. So
at least the Republicans, they had a front runner. Well, they had a couple of front runners. They let the people vote. They let the people decide. What happened.
So that green moon bat lady who's Stein.
Her.
She's still running. She unsuspended her campaign, but you're not hearing a word about it. So I hope she shows up at the convention just to give Kamala a hard time. Now, I mean, Kamala's going to get it, but it would be nice to see somebody give her a hard time.
See, and I really thought they wanted to get rid of her too.
Oh, they did. They did. I pointed this out, Roger.
We talked about this before.
Democrat that is licking Kamala's ankles right now, for lack of a better term.
Kissing her buttocks.
That's kissing her derriere right now. Every one of them, not 6, 7, 8 months ago, was calling for Biden to dump her. They wanted her off the ticket.
Could he have done it?
He could have done it. Oh, yeah.
He could pick a new VP.
You're the president. He's her boss. He could have said, you're out, so-and-so's in.
Wow. I thought it was an elected position that you couldn't...
No. The president is an elected position. The VP is just tagging along.
Oh, I didn't... Because you know how they used to do it back in the old days? They put everybody on the ballot. Whoever got first place was president. The second place was vice president.
Vice president.
And so you could end up with people from two totally different parties, different ideology.
Sure. I'm almost positive that he could. Now they might have pushed her out and made her resign, but I'm almost positive that he could have said, you're done.
Yeah. Take a line from Donald Trump. You're fired.
And he could have went out and got somebody else, but that would have, they wouldn't have been able to do that, but they wanted to. And they didn't do it because she was Joe Biden's insurance policy. But apparently it didn't work. It only could work so long. Because now I think all of what's behind this
Do you think Kamala's chance of winning is better than Biden's chance of winning?
No, I don't. She's a worse candidate. You gotta remember, Kamala didn't get one primary vote. She's gonna pull
from the minority vote a little bit more, I would think.
Well, she'll get the same Democrat vote that's always gonna be there.
But I never vote for anybody but a Democrat.
I actually believe she may get less of black men vote than Biden would have gotten. Because anybody who really looks into her record, Kamala has put more black men in jail in her time in California than just about anybody else.
Any other district attorney held that position, is what I understand.
Any DA or AG.
Yep.
She has put more black men in jail for stupid.
For minor offenses.
Like marijuana.
Now is legal.
It's a recreational drug just about everywhere, and she was putting people in jail for it.
Yep.
And it's been a recreational drug in California for how long? But yet she put people in jail. Black people. She put black dudes in jail. So I honestly think she's a worse candidate because if you look at her track record, she didn't get one primary vote. She didn't win one primary. She didn't get one delegate in 2020.
Yeah, I heard she got less than 2% of the vote.
And less than 2% of the vote.
And now she's at the head of the
ticket. So now they're going to anoint her, and I'll tell you why, I think. They know she's going to lose. And so remember, I always say
the
Democrats.
So you think the Democrats are kind of writing this year off and saying.
Yes, because the Democrats play the long game. They always play the long game. So what they're doing is protecting the House and they're protecting the Senate. They're protecting down ballot because Joe Biden, and this is what tipped the scales. The polling we don't get to see.
The internal polling.
Which was showing way worse than what we were seeing. So if you saw a poll that showed Trump ahead 5 points, he was probably up 8 to 10 points.
So now the thing
is. And it was showing down ballot. The polling was showing that Democrats are hurting all the way down the ballot, and that's why they did what they did, because with Kamala, she gets the money, the DNC gets money, and they can put money.
I wonder if they have a deal with her to be, because now that she has control of the money, she can assign it where she wants.
Well, she doesn't have control of all of it. The DNC has control of all of it.
A lot of it.
And you'll watch, the DNC is going to put money in the Senate races and the House races. They're not going to give it all to Kamala.
No.
Because they're going to protect
the down ballot.
They don't
think she can win.
And with her, the polling was getting so bad. People have to show
up to vote for her before they'll usually vote down ballot.
Yes, but there are people that will go vote and they will not vote for the president. They'll vote for the Senate, they'll vote for the House. In fact, and this is why I go, you know, some people get mad at me when I talk about Georgia and talk about some of the other states in 2020 when I say it's not so much it was stolen, in a lot of cases, but when you look at the data, there was a lot of people in Georgia, Republicans. These are those idiot never Trumpers.
Oh.
Did not vote for Biden or Trump, but they voted down ticket.
Oh, okay.
And that cost Trump Georgia. I mean, it really
yeah,
did.
Anybody who didn't vote for Trump, if you were a Republican, you didn't vote for Trump in 2020, you voted for Biden.
Yeah. You absolutely did. You can't tell me you care about people if you don't vote for Trump, especially now. It's with the inflation what it is.
And if you're suffering
crisis,
now, remember, you voted for this crap.
Yeah, you voted for this crap. And if you're a Republican and if you're a never Trumper and you're out there, these poor people, they're getting poor and they can't live, they're living paycheck, you're the fault of it.
That's right. You voted for
Joe damn Biden by not voting for Trump.
That's right. And that's exactly what happens. You know, sometimes you have to hold your nose and vote for the lesser of two evils.
Sometimes you do, because that's what we have to do. If your choices are two, you got to go with the better one.
And don't look at it as a TV personality. Look at it as issues.
Well, look at the policies. That's the difference between this election. I will admit, in 2016, Trump wasn't my first choice.
Yeah, mine neither.
But when he made it, there was no question. I wasn't going to vote for Biden. And I wasn't going to not vote because I know how bad Biden could be.
Hillary was the candidate.
No, not in 2020.
2016?
No, I'm talking about 2020.
Oh, 2020. I thought, because you said 2016.
Oh, right. 2016, he wasn't my first choice. But once he got there. Yeah, I'm sorry. You're right, Roger. 2016.
There we go. I said that was Hillary.
Yeah,
loss.
You're right. It was Hillary. And
to vote against Hillary.
Exactly. There was no way I was going to. So even though Trump was an unknown, we didn't really know if he was going to go back to being a Democrat. Was he going to be conservative? We didn't know.
Right.
But what I did know was Hillary was going to screw things up. So I'd rather go with the unknown against Hillary, and that's why I supported Trump.
Hillary was a known evil force.
She was a very known evil force, and I didn't want her anywhere near.
Is our door locked? Let me make sure we're sneaking in here.
I didn't want her anywhere near the presidency. But now, that's the difference. Now you fast forward to 2024, we know what a Trump presidency looks like.
You don't think she'll be involved in the ticket?
Anybody who thinks she's not behind the scenes right now trying to wiggle her way through the convention.
Into a VP position? President position?
No, she wants to knock Kamala. Listen, there's a group of people that want to knock Kamala out still because they think they can win. Hillary thinks she can win. And if you don't think Hillary is trying to figure out a way to worm her way to that convention to create chaos, because if the convention falls into a brokered convention, all they've got to do is convince some of these delegates not to vote.
Now, do you think anybody else will jump in and try and
force the brokers? And here's the thing.
You've got JFK, you've got Newsom.
Well, JFK's not a Democrat anymore. He's an independent.
Right. But
he's a Democrat, folks. Don't ever forget it.
Yeah, he is on the Democrat
side. And he's a progressive Democrat. He's a moonbat climate goofball.
Anti-gun. Do you think Kamala may pull Gavin Newsom as a VP thinking that if she wins, then he'll run the next time?
She's going to pick somebody where she thinks he can help her. they're going to win California. She's not worried about California.
Yeah, you're
they're,
right. That's
she's going to pick either the Jew from the Jew from Pennsylvania, or she's going to probably pick maybe Andy Beshear from Kentucky.
Okay, so this she is, or she may come out of the blue like Trump did and pick somebody nobody ever thought
she
of.
She would be doing Kentucky a favor
by getting him out
getting
of office,
the Democrat out of office. Because the Kentuckians, I can't believe they elect this guy twice.
Now, does anybody know if was J.D. Vance's name even mentioned by anybody in the news?
Oh, so he was considered.
He knew he could have been a possible.
He was in the top four for a long time.
Oh, okay. So Trump he didn't just come out of the blue.
No.
Okay.
No, he wasn't.
I was just curious about that because I had never even heard of him.
People knew.
Except from his movie.
Yeah, I didn't know really who he was either. I knew he was on the list. But I thought he was still a long shot, but I can see why he did it. I mean,
he's a younger guy. He's fairly conservative.
I still would have liked Huckabee Sanders, but apparently Huckabee Sanders told him, no, I'm not going to do it. I won't do it.
Yeah.
So I heard
that's
that,
odd.
So.
They say you never say no to that tap.
Well, I bet if he had asked her anyway, she would have done it. But apparently she made it clear, don't ask me.
Right. I don't want to have to say no to you.
I think she wants to fulfill her duties in Arkansas, which that's, I can respect that. But I also think she's got her eyes on 28.
Oh, maybe.
And I hope so. I hope so.
She would make enough,
a great, she'd be a great VP to JD.
Cause we know.
Cause JD, if he does the right things with Trump, he's gonna be a shoe-in. He's gonna walk
cause Trump
in.
Is out after this term. If he wins this term, he's out after this.
Yeah.
He can't win again.
Right.
That's like someone was mentioning Obama as a vice presidential candidate.
They're just trying to cause it.
They're saying,
it cannot happen.
Constitutional scholars disagree on whether or not that, and they're saying what they would do is if anything happened to the president, they'd go to the Speaker of the House instead and bypass Obama, and he would stay as a VP.
They're absolutely lying to you.
Okay. I just saw that report.
First of all, there's no way on God's green earth that a narcissist like Obama would ever go backwards.
To be a VP.
That would never happen, but it can't constitutionally happen because if you read the Constitution, the requirements of the VP are the same as the president.
Okay.
So he cannot do
it. J.D. Vance barely qualifies to be VP.
He had to be 35.
Yeah, and he's 39.
Yep. But I really like it. I like that he's young. I mean, we just skipped X, Generation X.
Yeah.
And went right to Z.
Generation X can't control their mouths. They tend to say what's on their minds.
You might get somebody like one of us.
That's right. We don't want to have that happening.
We actually played outside. We actually played cowboys and Indians.
We drank water from the hose.
We actually drank water from the hose.
We shot each other with fireworks and BB guns.
We shot each other not only with fireworks, we shot each other with BB guns.
And that was fun.
I still got some scars from that, but it was fun. I would do it again in a heartbeat.
Yeah, that's why they don't want.
The only
that's
thing
why
I
they
would
skip right over Gen X.
They sure did.
You guys are freaking crazy.
We were crazy. I actually jumped human beings on a bicycle.
That's right. Evel Knievel was a hero.
Oh,
Evel Knievel
was an absolute hero to us. The only thing I would do different, Roger, to go back when we used to play BB guns, shoot each other with BB guns, I would wear better eye protection.
Yeah, and thicker clothes.
And thicker clothes. Thicker clothes.
It's like the time we played paintball.
That too. I would wear better. You and me, I think, where is it you that went out there with me with nothing but motocross equipment? You padded up.
I had.
Yeah, you padded up.
I had a flak jacket
on. That's right. That's right. You had the flak.
So it goes,
my
dumb, that? I go, it's a
my dumb ass went out there with a motocross suit on.
Now, a chest protector would work pretty good.
It did work well, but holy cow.
Everywhere else, though.
If you hit me on the side, if you hit me in the leg, if you hit me in the neck, which I got hit, man, that stung.
I had like a Vietnamese flak jacket on. I mean, it was Kevlar. It was actually
Bulletproof. I remember that. I remember
And I could just walk through and people were shooting at me. I'm like, flip them off as I walked through.
You remember when we walked on that one of those fields in a competition and we were up against
they put
a bunch
us against
of kids?
They weren't
teenagers.
Kids. They
were teenagers.
Teenagers.
Bunch of
and
teenagers.
They had all the high speed
they had
gear,
everything.
Super duper
They had
guns.
Fully auto paintball guns.
Right.
They had all
and
the
they had all the extra paintballs everywhere.
They looked like they walked off
face
of some movie set. They
right.
were so
and they're laughing
and then
at us.
We had on I had on shorts. I had on a short sleeve shirt and I had on my motocross.
And we're using rental guns?
Chest protector. And we had rental guns.
Yeah, we're using
but
rental
we also
guns,
had a grenade.
An old camo. And they're laughing at us as we're going, those guys, we're going to kill them. This won't last 5 minutes.
We wiped them out. We didn't have one casualty.
No, we had two.
We did?
Our team had two. We wiped the rest
Who
of them
died?
Out, though. I can't remember if there was two people.
Okay, so two on our side,
and
we wiped them out.
Completely.
I just remember we wiped them out so bad that
When we were done, they're going, can we split those guys up?
I remember when we took them with so much force and strategic.
Oh, yeah, placement. I remember. I was working on strategy. We covered the edges.
We covered everything. And then I was able to bolt up the middle and grab their flag, and we killed every one of them.
Yep, they were completely wiped out. And I think we had 2 casualties out of 40 people.
Yep, and then they came up and, can we change teams?
can we split those guys up?
Those guys need to be split.
You're
not going to make fun of the old farts now, are you?
You're not laughing now, are you?
You ain't laughing now.
Because they thought they had their $1,000 guns and their high-speed suits and all.
I mean, they were like the rich kids with everything, and they thought, these old farts, I can't even move.
That's right.
We didn't all have to move. I think we put you by the flag at a high position, and then we had the sides flanked, and then we had some middle, and then I had a couple of guys go with me.
I had 3 or 4 guys on each side and shoot cross into the middle to keep them from going anywhere.
And then I had 2 people, and look, it's easy to cover me.
Because they had all the equipment, but no strategy.
Yep.
And then we tore them up, and they're like, whoa, hey, wait a minute. That was
good times. Good times.
Very good.
But that's the thing; they skipped us because we're crazy.
Well,
we're straight
to
Gen Z.
So Kamala's picks are going to be, you think, that guy in Pennsylvania or a guy in Kentucky?
I think they really want her to pick the Pennsylvania guy, but I think they won't, because she's got too much of an anti-Jew.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She's Hamas. So, all right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Stand by for more. Locked and Loaded.
Hey folks, this is Victor with the On Point with Victor show. Make sure you listen every Tuesday, 1 to 2, only right here on America's Web Radio, the On Point with Victor show. Remember folks, I'm not angry, I'm just right. And you can find out why every Tuesday from 1 to 2, the On Point with Victor show, only right here on America's Web Radio.
If you want the truth about politics, medicine, weapons, classic cars, and more, you'll want to tune in to America's Web Radio. You can listen to all of your favorite shows live at www.americaswebradio.com or on demand on iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. That's www.americaswebradio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, join me, Roger B., every Tuesday at 1400 hours right here on America's Web Radio for the Locked and Loaded show. We will talk about guns, weapons, ammo, gun accessories, prepping, and so much more. So be sure to join us every Tuesday at 1400 or 2 p.m. for Locked and Loaded on America's Web Radio.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are back. This is Locked and Loaded on America's Web Radio. And right before we left, we were talking about Kamala and her
cackling Harris
ascension to power, or so she believes.
Nobody voted for her.
That's right. You're right. They didn't. Oh, my God.
Nobody voted for her.
Now, I don't understand. You think she's just making this assumption without being backed? Well, Pelosi has already come out in favor of her.
Well, yeah. Now the party establishment is basically, like I said, Roger, I think they know she's going to lose. They're trying to protect the down ballot races. So she's the sacrificial lamb. Kamala doesn't think so, but that's what I think the party's doing.
That's what I'm thinking. She's expected
because they've
to lose.
Already gotten technically. Enough delegates have committed to her where she's going to be the
she's
nominee.
She's going to be the nominee. Okay,
unless,
so that's done.
Unless there's a brokered convention.
Now, she's already got enough delegates, though. How can they have a brokered convention?
Because what she's got to watch out for, because nothing is set until they vote at the convention. And the Democrats do things stupidly so they can control it. So the Democrats have what they call superdelegates. Now, the superdelegates are usually political figures that can override. I mean, they're superdelegates, so their vote counts more. Some BS like
that. Superpowers?
So if Hillary, and this is what Kamala's got to do.
Wait, those are superheroes or supervillains?
They're supervillains.
Villains, supervillains. Okay.
And what Kamala has to want, she better have her eye on Hillary. And because if Hillary can get there and get into some of these
all
she's
got
to do is get enough superdelegates. They did it to Bernie Sanders. Remember, in 2015,
he was leading.
Bernie Sanders was going to beat Hillary until the DNC and the superdelegates stepped in and said, "Oh no, Hillary has this many votes." What do you mean? That's not possible. I got them all. No.
These are superdelegates. They're worth like 100 regular delegates.
They literally did that and gave it to Hillary.
Well, because Hillary said, it's my turn.
And they gave him a lot of money to get it, to shut up.
That's why he runs every year.
And that's why he runs every year.
So he gets a lot of money every time.
I, I think there's still the possibility that you could have somebody like Hillary cause problems at the convention.
Now, didn't Biden come out in his letter and his resignation?
He didn't do it right away, but he did it later.
Like, right away, he came out and said, I endorse Kamala. She's been my...
He didn't do it right away. He did it later because there was I know there was pushback, and I know Kamala's people were furious with him.
And then I wonder if she knew it was going to happen.
As soon as he got permission from Pelosi that he could do it, he did it.
Do you think Kamala knew ahead of time it was coming out?
I don't know.
Biden's team
did not know until it hit.
That's what they're Twitter claiming. Really?
Yeah. Wow. His own campaign team didn't know until they saw it on X.
Wow, that's crazy.
So begs the wonder who knew other than Pelosi and Schumer.
And he has not been seen in person in 6 days.
And he
days.
Hasn't been seen since. So, like I said, we heard he was on a phone call, two phone calls yesterday.
Yeah, but that's still...
But still not being seen. Now, they said, he probably looked like death because of the Ronas. They said he had
if
a bad
If he actually
call.
Has Rona.
Well, you gotta wonder, because on the phone call yesterday, he sounded fine. He sounded fine.
So, and even if he had grown, 7 to 10
they
days.
Said,
with Disney's animatronics.
You got to wonder. So, yeah, you do have to wonder. That's why I don't want to go down the conspiracy lane.
But at what point do we start leaning more conspiracy theory?
If he's not out in the next couple of days, then
I'll jump down
the conspiracy lane.
Figure 10 days?
Because he's 6 days now. He's 6 days
so
without being
seen. Four more days,
and
nobody's laid eyes on him?
Nobody's laid eyes on him, then you gotta go, okay, where are you, Joe, and why haven't you stepped down yet? Now, I will say this, the Republicans are absolutely idiots to get Biden to try and resign the presidency and allow Kamala to become president, because that gives her a whole new lease on this election, because she'll be an incumbent. And I will say, I'll predict this too, I did it on my show. If we get to October and she's losing in the polls and Biden's still there, that's the October surprise. Biden, they'll force him out. She'll ascend to the presidency. She'll be the first black president.
She'll be the
female,
first female president.
Black female
in
president.
History.
First female, true. And,
first female president.
She'll take, and that she'll take with the force.
Now, how many days,
she'll be
how many
force.
Hours after that happens will Hillary's head explode?
Oh my God.
Not getting to be the first
that's
female
why
president.
That's why I think there's going to be, there might be a problem at the convention for Kamala. I am still
But now
not
Hillary
convinced.
Is still a Democrat player, though, and she's how
she
old is
she? But Hillary's about Hillary. Oh gosh,
how old is she?
70 something.
She was having trouble with walking and moving
she
before.
She had the coughing problem. Hillary's about Hillary, and Hillary is so angry because she feels it was taken from her and stolen from her, and blah 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 blah.
Yeah,
if
right.
If she can find a way,
she's only 76, so she's 2 years younger than Trump.
If she can find a way to push out Kamala, she will do it. She doesn't care. She'll do it. If she has to destroy the Democrat Party, she'll do it.
She
thinks she can win.
I wonder.
But I will say this.
I wonder how her health is though. If she realizes that's going to slow her down.
But if they anoint Kamala to the presidency, then the Republicans are idiots. Then I think the people.
How can they prevent
that,
it though? They can't prevent it.
Well, they can't prevent it, but they need to stop encouraging it. They should actually be encouraging Biden.
Every Republican
should be saying, Joe, they did you wrong. You need to stay in. Don't go out like this.
Right.
Because if he goes away and she becomes president, she becomes the incumbent, and that is going to be a tough race. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah.
It'll be a tough race for Trump.
That's why I wanted Joe to stay in it.
Oh,
I
me
wanted
too.
Him to be the candidate.
It was a landslide coming. And now I still think it could be a landslide.
But it's going
to
change
the dynamic. But if she gets to be the presidency,
tremendously now.
It will. But it'll do it even more if she becomes president. So let's hope
that's
Joe
crazy.
Doesn't go anywhere.
And I don't think she
Come on,
pick,
Jill Biden.
I don't think she can pick anybody to be her VP who will pull enough votes to where she can win.
I don't think so either, because people vote. It doesn't. I don't care who you put on your ticket. People are voting for the president. They're
right,
not voting
right.
for the VP.
Right. You know.
Right, now I'm getting out of here.
All right. Well, thanks for giving us
we'll
commentary.
See.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, you bet. It's going to be fun to watch.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what I always say. When people ask my opinion on Trump, I go, he's fun to watch.
He's fun to watch. And now it's going to be even more fun to watch the Democrats. So get your popcorn. Get your drink of choice.
After watching the debate, Trump has mellowed out tremendously.
Oh, big time.
From his...
And after getting shot. I guess getting shot will humble you.
Maybe. He didn't seem humble when he's being pushed out of there with his fist in the air going, fight.
But listening to him talk, he's
Well,
he's
I think man. Also they told him, don't battle
he's
Joe, don't make, don't get mad at him. Let him be the one who gets mad
no,
and gets
no.
angry.
There's no way all of those things.
He worked that perfectly.
Yeah, he really did. Too good, because now Joe's gone.
Yeah, I know.
Too good.
Maybe he needed to let Joe get just enough in there.
Just enough.
To be able to keep him there.
Yeah. And I was afraid. I said this. I think... after the debate, I said, I'm afraid this is a little too soon because they'll be able to replace Joe. And I didn't want him to. I wanted Joe to go.
Oh, me too. I want Joe to stay in because
I was so hoping to see another debate.
He would have been so easy to beat.
Man, I wanted to see another debate just so I could see Joe, because I think Joe would have been worse. And I think he would have said something to the extent of, well, we're going to raise taxes on the toaster. The toaster. Yeah.
Everybody needs a toaster. Corn Pop said, you need
Corn
a toaster.
Pop. You know, turn on that record player.
That's right. I mean, he was losing it. But I think Trump did a good job. And,
He has been a better candidate. There's no
doubt. Well, especially against Joe, because people have sympathy for him because they know he's sick.
Yeah.
They know he's sick, and if Trump had gone on a full attack,
maybe
it would have been a little different.
Yeah. Because you can go too far.
Now, what about the Kamala Trump debate?
Oh, Trump's gonna have to be on his game.
So, he's out there laughing.
Oh, Kamala,
the cackling Kamala.
I don't have on headphones.
I'm gonna find out. I'm gonna find that video awesome. Of her gassing up juicing the electric car. Have you seen that?
Oh gosh, yes. You can't even smell it.
And there's a lady next to her in a split screen taking a regular electric car, plugging it in, unplug it, plugging it, unplug it. Like, you do this. Well, maybe she doesn't do it every day because she's a high-powered politician.
She's an elitist.
She has other people plug in her stuff
for her. She has Guatemalans to do that for her.
I need this hairdryer plugged in. Can you send a tech up here?
She might have black people doing it for her. You know her family were big slave owners. She is descendant of slave owners.
Oh.
Wait till that comes out.
Oh, it's out. If you know it, it's out, but they're going to try to push that down.
It'll come out even more. It just can't
wait. What is her?
Can you imagine the debate when Trump turns to her and goes, you're the one that owns slaves.
Your family owns slaves. Yeah, if she brings up his background or his.
Well, she's going to call him a racist and all that other crap. And Trump's going to be able to go, my family, I can show you where they came into Ellis Island and they never owned slaves.
Your family owned slaves.
Your family, and you know he has a good way to do it.
Bring it up, transition into that.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Kamala.
Now, she's not 100% black either, is she?
Well, she's Jamaican from her dad and Indian from her mom.
Indian, okay.
So she is not African-American. And the idiots that call her African-American.
She's barely American.
None of her family's from Africa. I mean, American.
I mean.
Her dad is Jamaican.
Well, Jamaicans are black.
But they're not from Africa. So they're not African. It's like calling a Canadian black dude an African American.
Oh yeah, I saw
that. He's Canadian. And this guy sat there and said, I'm Canadian. So how does it feel to be the first black African American? I mean, to be an African American
hockey
player?
I'm not American.
I'm Canadian.
I'm Canadian.
Okay, yes, but you're an African American hockey player. I'm Canadian.
I'm not American.
I'm not American.
You're correct. That
if
is
you
just,
must put me in a box, climb, put me in the Canadian African box.
Yeah, Canadian. African Canadian, because he was
not
American.
Not African American.
That lady was so flustered, she didn't know what to do.
She didn't know what to do.
She was trying to be all correct, and she couldn't call him black.
She was afraid she was going to get fired.
Well, she should have. Oh, my God.
But you're African American.
No, I'm not.
No, I'm a black Canadian, dumb.
I'm not American. I'm Canadian. And he said that to her like four times and she couldn't get it through her head.
Could not figure it out.
Hysterical. I need to find that video of her fueling the electric car. That's gotta be
out there somewhere. You should. It's out there, dude. Put it on your social media. YouTube. I'm sure it's on YouTube.
Yeah. YouTube search or DuckDuckGo search.
Or DuckDuckGo, yeah.
I wonder if Google will have buried it by now.
Oh, maybe. So do DuckDuckGo.
Because you know they're going to bury all the stupid stuff
she
does.
Try.
Have you seen that speech? They did a compilation of she says this one thing about going forward and going back.
She's an idiot.
And she says it like 40 times in 40 different speeches.
Dude,
and
have you seen her
do it 40 times? I didn't understand a word of what she was saying.
Have you seen her diatribe on the passage of time?
Oh no, she thinks she's a physicist now,
dude. It is the most. It is painful to hear this. And the only person that might grasp it is a first grader. I mean, it sounds like she's on a first, second, third grade reading level.
Talking about physics.
So there's significance to the passage of time. The time that passes is significance to the passage of time.
That's like that
thing. So you must really, really look at the passage of time because there's significance.
I'm going to find the one where she says something about we fight the past so the forward can
do this.
So the forward can go forward.
And
those words together do not make any sense.
Blah, blah, blah.
It's ridiculous. When she was doing the electric car, she was cackling the whole time. Oh my God, it was so funny.
I can't wait till Trump approaches her on the debate stage. So cackling Harris.
A 10-year-old could plug in an electric car easier than she did.
My 1.5-year-old can probably plug something in an iPhone better than she can. Could.
Oh yeah.
All right, I'm out.
All right, dude. Have fun at soccer tonight. Talk to you later. So there we are. We have a whole new political situation now. And let me tell you something. Kamala, originally being from California, she is as anti-gun as she probably can be. And she has made that abundantly clear. And of course, it's funny that, well, it's not funny, but it's interesting to see that after Trump had the attempt on his life, all these people who couldn't give two shakes about Trump or absolutely hate him are now using the attempted assassination on his life as a reason to ban guns. Even though Trump himself says he's not changing his position on guns. I mean, if you think about it, the gun this guy had was purchased in 2013. So it's been owned for over 10 years by the same family. So it's not like it was stolen or it was, well, it was stolen. The son stole it from the dad who was the owner of the weapon and it was used. So now they're putting together bills to try and pass laws to ban all semi-automatic rifles from civilian ownership. All of them. Now keep in mind, there's probably over 100 million AR-15s at least in civilian hands right now. And that's not even all the semi-automatic weapons, just AR-15s. And they want to try and ban those from being in civilian hands. Now, I would be interested to see how they propose to pass that law. They tried to get the pistol brace ban passed, and it got shot down in reverse for now. Now, granted, it's still in the courts. It's working its way through. As it looks now, it looks like that's going to be pushed back on. And they also pushed back on the bump stock ban. That's being overturned now. Because they realize you can't just take an accessory and turn a weapon from one thing into another. It doesn't work like that. Without changing the actual mechanical parts inside the weapon, you cannot change it from semi-auto to full auto by just adjusting the way you hold it or the way you allow it to use recoil to bounce against your finger. That is not changing the weapon. That's changing the way it's used. And if you look on YouTube, there are guys who can bump fire semi-automatic weapons using a thumb and a belt loop. So it's not like it's changing the weapon in any way. It will still function exactly as it was designed. So that's not something that's going to happen. And I wonder, now that Trump has had this attempt on his life, if his opinion of gun control and banning of weapons and things like that is going to change any. Will he be a little softer on this? Will he maintain his, I guess, fairly conservative view of gun control? Because you got to realize Trump is from New York. He was raised probably in an atmosphere where guns were not even part of his life ever, except for maybe if he had armed security guards when he was going around. But him himself, I wonder if he has ever had any exposure or use, if he ever learned how to use a weapon at all. Being in New York, it's very common that never crosses anyone's mind to learn how to use a weapon. And it's unfortunate. But in the place they live, in New York City, it's very difficult to get a permit to own or carry a gun. I say to own or carry. You have to fill out a form and pay a fee just to get a permit to be able to purchase a handgun in New York. So much for your Second Amendment rights there. Yes, you can have a rifle or shotgun, but they limit pistols so much, and they charge a heavy fee just to get this application reviewed. Could you imagine if they did that for voting? Yeah, you have to fill out an application. You have to file a $200 fee to be able to get an application to get your voting card. Imagine, that's the same thing, except voting is not a right spelled out and identified in the Constitution, while owning a weapon is. Owning a gun is a guaranteed right in the Constitution if you don't violate someone else's rights with them. Now, you become a felon, you lose that right. You lose lots of rights. You can't vote either. You can't vote or own a weapon. But for any upstanding citizen who has not had any felony charges against him, as I mentioned, I realize Trump probably is not allowed to own a gun right now. because of his felony convictions. You know, even though they had nothing to do with violent crime, I think he would still be restricted from owning a weapon, although I doubt he ever has. I seriously doubt Trump has ever owned a weapon. I'd love to find out for sure, and I don't know if anybody actually knows this. But in his position, growing up and everything, I doubt he ever had need for a weapon, and he didn't live in a place where it would be easy to learn those skills or be able to practice those things. So I kind of wonder. That would be one question I would have to ask him if I ever met him. Have you ever had any experience with an actual gun? I'd like to know. But he's been really strong. The NRA backs him on most of his opinions on these things. And I think he was steered in the wrong direction when he was working on getting the bump stocks banned. I think he didn't understand exactly what they were doing, how they operated, you know, how innocuous they really were. If you ever fired a weapon with a bump stock, you know. It is by far not the most accurate way to shoot a weapon of any type. Semi-auto is way more accurate than trying to use a bump stock. A bump stock requires a very certain hold on the weapon, and you can't really, it's hard to aim it the same way you would a regular semi-automatic weapon. It's just, it's not very effective. Now, granted, the guy who committed the mass shooting in Vegas had a bump stock on one or several of his weapons, and that's where the ban came from. Because he was, that was a pretty deadly mass shooting there, but he had a multitude of guns in his room. So it wasn't like he used just that one. In fact, I don't even know if they're even sure which guns were actually used in the shooting, because by the time that happened, he was gone. By the time they got anybody up there to see what was happening, it was over with. The shooting had stopped. All that was settled. So I don't know. And a lot of information about that just disappeared right afterwards. There was not a lot of exposure as to his motive, anything like that as to what he was doing there. A lot of questions were left unanswered. The same thing with the Trump shooter. They eliminated him because he was firing at Trump until they killed him. He never stopped. They had to kill him to stop him. You know, it's unfortunate that they never got a chance to talk to him to find out what his motives were, if he was being supported by any particular group of people or group of political agendas. If there was any way that he was being supported by a certain group of people to push for this agenda, if he decided this all on himself as to a way to try and get fame, which is entirely possible. These days, people looking for fame will stop at almost nothing to get it. It's funny. I heard a story the other day. A girl walked into the gym, took some pictures of herself by the weight machines, and then walked out. Never touched a single piece of equipment or a single weight. But she just walked out. That was one of the radio stations this morning in Atlanta had that on there. Somebody had witnessed that, and I thought, oh my gosh, she's just powering up her Instagram, has no interest in being at the gym for any reason. And I think if this kind of trend continues, a lot of the gyms are probably going to ban taking pictures inside their facilities. You know, unless a lot of their customers join for the specific reason of being able to pump up their Instagram or their Facebook or their Snapchat or whatever it is they're working on to become a quote-unquote influencer. It's amazing. People can make enough money just taking pictures of themselves doing various things. Now, of course, the X-rated things go a lot further, and you can make more money with that. But the fact that some people just show themselves in sexy clothes and they can make a living doing that if they learn how to monetize it, if they learn how to sell ads or have ads play during their videos or their presentations. And it's amazing. And it's funny because people say, oh, there's no opportunity these days. Apparently, the youngest generation has found opportunity and has made millions and millions of dollars by learning how to market, learning how to manage themselves. In fact, it was funny. There was an OnlyFans model who apparently was shocked at her tax bill. Her tax bill was over $400,000. Now, in order for that to be, she was making probably very close to or over $1 million a year as an OnlyFans model. Give that a little thought for a minute. This girl probably I think she was in her 20s, was making over $1 million a year with pictures of herself online. But she had it set up as a business, and she planned for her taxes. She said she puts away a certain, like 50% of all the money she makes, she sets aside to pay taxes with. So she's not stupid. She's actually very wise when it comes to business sense. Because most people put in that position making that much money would get so behind on taxes, they'd get shut down, and they wouldn't be able to proceed with their life. But no, she was able to put the money aside. Now, she was still shocked it was so high, but she still had overplanned for her tax burden, which I thought was amazing. And I think it's funny that these girls can do this, or even some, I guess, guys can do it too, although I don't think there's as many guys on OnlyFans as there are women. I don't know the facts. I don't know the statistics. I'm just saying. But anyway, it's funny how people who are talking about arms, talking about guns on YouTube, often get demonetized or not allowed to make money with their platform because YouTube is anti-Second Amendment. They've made this abundantly clear time and time again. And I hate to think that there's a few competitors. I know Rumble is a good competitor. Parler was going to be a good competitor for some of the more liberal platforms. But it's hard to overtake the YouTube platform because it started so long ago and it has so much content. It's very difficult to compete with that. But I really hope that the more conservative, more free speech thinking platforms can get a little ground here, can gain a little ground and get something going here and have the availability of videos that YouTube will ban or demonetize or not allow people to put online because they, I don't know why, because they show them shooting things and YouTube is anti-Second Amendment. And being anti-Second Amendment means you're anti-Bill of Rights, means you're anti-American. Now, I think YouTube is still an American-owned company, but it's owned by an American who is not very American in his thoughts and feelings and preferences. So there you go. I know on America's Web Radio, most of our stuff is not on YouTube anymore because we were too controversial for them. And after a few threats, we decided to pull it off before we got banned completely. You can see some of the old videos of our podcast on YouTube, but most of those have gone by the wayside. And I think most of them are on. Oh, here comes producer Brett. What are the platforms that we're on right now? Rumble is one of them? Not Rumble anymore? Okay. Come off of them. Do we have any platforms that we're on to watch reruns of America's Web Radio videos?
For the videos now.
No. So Facebook Live is the only thing that's there.
We still have most of our YouTube videos are still up from years ago.
Anything that wasn't banned is still up.
Yeah, but we haven't posted anything within the last few years.
Just because
so
of the
it's just
possibility.
Really the old stuff. We just got tired of everything getting flagged, and we just decided it just wasn't worth it anymore.
Wasn't worth the time. So they're basically infringing on free speech, and that's what it. Then they were able to do that. They were able to cancel free speech and make it so difficult to work with that they cut out people who disagreed with their particular opinion.
We are still, every once in a while, getting a notice from YouTube saying that a video that we have on our
that has been there for years
has been removed because of community standards content or whatever.
Oh wow!
Stuff that hadn't been, we haven't posted there in more than 2 years, and they're still finding
stuff.
Ways to pull down our stuff.
Wow, that's crazy. So if you want to see it, you got to watch live. Now, isn't it on Facebook Live? Well, don't we put these on Facebook Live also? But that's that's a live broadcast.
Yeah,
now,
but
it's
I think
still
you can
available.
Go back and find, I don't know how you find them, but they should. I don't think Facebook takes them down.
No, not unless they find something offensive in there.
You could go to the America's Web Radio Facebook page or the Fans of America's Web Radio.
Okay, and find a lot of the videos there, just in case. Because someone was asking me where they could see some of the podcasts at, and I was telling them I'm not sure anymore because we've had issues with dealing with YouTube because we all know YouTube loves to flag stuff, and Facebook isn't much better. I actually got flagged on something for Facebook that was posted 3 years prior to them flagging it, and it was a meme that I found on Facebook and reposted, and yet I got in trouble for it and got a 30-day suspension.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, it's nuts how they can do that. But, you know, it's funny you find it on Facebook. All right, well, that's all we have time for today. I am Roger B. This has been Locked and Loaded, and you've been listening to America's Web Radio.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.